In this presentation, we're going to be discussing why a positive mindset is so important for our lives. When you start thinking with a positive mind, when you make a point of being a person with a positive outlook, your attitude changes, and when your attitude changes, you actually start seeing your world in a different light. You see things in a different way. A positive mindset allows you to handle everyday situations, the ups and the downs, the good things and the negative things, from a much better place, from a stronger place. And as you become stronger, as you become more positive, you become a happier person, and ultimately, you lead a more successful life. When you boil it down, the act of positive thinking is ultimately just a habit, and any habit is something that you can choose to get into really whenever you want. You develop and you choose to develop whatever habits you want to have in your life. When you have the habit of positive thinking, this allows you to dream about your future. It actually creates a mental atmosphere where you can get excited about where you're going. And when you're excited about where you're going, you start taking actions to make your life happen. Here's a few things you can start doing to get your mind thinking more positively. First of all, keep a sense of humor. Rather than looking for things to get depressed about or angry about or frustrated with, look for the humor in every situation. There's always something funny or something interesting that you can look at and put a smile on your face when you think about it. Also, avoid focusing on negative thoughts. Sure, negative thoughts are going to creep in. It's natural. It's part of life. But you can choose to focus on those negative thoughts and give them energy and start feeling the negative emotions that come with it. Or you can look at the negative thought and simply move on to something else, more positive, and maybe use that sense of humor to move your attention somewhere else. Never forget to be grateful for what you have as well. It's very easy when things get tough or when your life isn't going the way you want it to go to forget about all the great things that you have going for you. When you maintain a sense of gratitude, your positive mindset moves into full force and you feel better and you just generally think more positively on an ongoing basis. Also, surrounding yourself with positive people is absolutely key. Your environment is so critical to how you think. And if the people you're surrounding yourself with are negative, then you are very likely going to become negative over time as well. Whereas when you surround yourself with people who are positive and who bring you up in spirits, then you're naturally going to gravitate to being that kind of person. Also, avoid becoming a worrier. When you worry, you're giving energy to something that may or may not happen in the future, and ultimately you're creating yourself to feel really bad in this moment. When you avoid worrying and you instead focus your energy somewhere else, you give yourself a chance to become a much more positive person and a positive thinker. It's hard to always think in a positive mindset because it may not be something you have really habituated. It may not be something that you're doing right now. But the more you start doing it, the better you're actually going to feel. And the better you feel, the more you're going to want to do more of it. When you have a positive mindset, it actually generates a positive energy and helps you feel like a winner every single day. So in conclusion, it's time now to stop thinking negatively and stop investing so much energy into those things that are negative and really start taking action and responsibility for our own lives. And by thinking positively, keeping a positive mindset, you will be so surprised just how quickly your life turns around and how much more positive and fulfilling and happy your life turns out to be. In this presentation, we're going to talk about how to improve your mind, your body, and soul. Did you know that the best way to improve yourself is by using positive thinking? It seems a little bit simplistic, but it's actually true, and there's been many studies that back this up, that people with an optimistic outlook on life, people who are positive, tend to get better results in their health, in their financial world, in their business world, in their family and relationships. If you really want to lead a better life, then having a positive attitude, thinking positively on a regular basis, is one of the most important things you can do. And if you're not doing this, then taking steps to begin moving towards being a positive thinker are extremely important, and you should be putting those into action as soon as possible. Now, positive thinking is having the resources and the ability to stay positive in any type of crisis. And I think even part of this is realizing that crisis, nobody is immune to crisis. We all are going to experience ups and downs, highs and lows. Despite how low we get or even how high we get, we always know that a new wave and a new up and down is coming. And so every person begins to realize this can choose to take the path of being more positive or succumbing to, being a more negative type of person. The positive people out there recognize the situation for what it is, and even when it gets really bad, they're not going to sit around and panic or dwell or think that it's the end of the world. They're not going to let fear or anything else get in the way and hold them down. They realize that the ups and downs, the ebb and flow of life are going to happen, and I can choose in each and every moment to maintain my positivity, to have an optimistic outlook, and to just be, in general, a positive person. Now, having said all of that, let's take a look at traits of positive people so you can start to condition yourself to be a positive person if you're not quite happy with where you're at in this department. Positive people tend to have a good ability to stay focused, focus on their task, focus on the things that are most important to them. They also have ability to stay in control of their emotions, in control of their thinking, in control of the choices that they make. They actually also attract like-minded individuals. You'll see that positive people surround themselves with other positive people, so it creates a positive feedback loop. If the people you're around with and you hang around with on a daily basis are negative or like to talk and complain about the things that are wrong, what are the chances that you will be able to formulate a positive mindset for yourself? As you know, it's probably pretty small. And positive people in general look at things in a little bit of a different way. A typical example would be, a positive person finds the seed of an opportunity in everything that goes wrong. Something goes wrong, they find an opportunity in it, or they at least look for the opportunity when things don't go according to plan. What are some of the benefits of positive thinking? There are dozens, if not more. But here are some of the biggest ones: better health, more energy, more motivation and drive, a better outlook on your life, less pessimism, and ultimately, they are more successful in all areas of life. So in conclusion, the road to improving your mind, body, and soul, it's not an easy task. It's simple, but it's not easy. If you take it one step at a time, however, your positive thinking will evolve and grow and adapt to what you experience in your life. And as you look for the good, as you look for things to be positive and grateful for, you will formulate a positive outlook and you'll become a positive person. Right now, let's discuss sources of negative thinking. Have you ever actually sat down and thought about the kind of person that you are, the outlook that you have for your life? And do you consider yourself to be more of a positive type of person, or are you more of the negative type? And even more importantly, take a minute to think about how others would see you and describe you. That would give you an even more accurate reading. If you actually sit and think about this for even just a little while, you realize very quickly that no matter what type of person you are, we are surrounded with massive amounts of negativity each day. Simple example, classic example, listening or watching or opening up the news, you hear negativity over and over and over again. It's practically programmed into us. So even if you are a negative person right now and you're not happy with that, realize that it's actually quite common and it's very easy to allow negative thinking to creep in and to actually overtake your mind. You're not alone. In the following examples, we're going to give you some other ways in which negative thoughts can enter your life so you can start examining, hey, am I guilty of any of this? Let's take a look at some of the more common sources of negative thinking, and you can begin to examine your life and see, hey, am I participating in some of these things? And maybe these are the sources of some negative thoughts that I want to be removing right now. The first one is arguments. Do you find yourself getting into arguments on a daily or weekly basis? Would you be better off maybe avoiding those arguments altogether and doing something else instead? Worrying. This is something that traps so many people, too many people, in fact. Worrying about some potential disastrous outcome in the future that may or may not ever come true. The time you spend invested worrying is negative thought that you could be spending a lot more wisely. Blaming. When things go wrong, are you accepting responsibility or are you just casting blame on someone else, effectively removing all of your control over the situation? When you blame, you move yourself into an instant position of negativity. Jealousy is another big one as well. Do you find yourself easily getting jealous about other people's success or maybe other people, the way they choose to live their lives? If jealousy is something you participate in even a tiny amount of the time, just examine that and look at that as a source of pure negativity in your life. And finally, mistrust. Learning to trust people is one of the most important things you can do. And if you have the habit of mistrusting others and not really allowing anybody to be who they are and to trust what they're going to do or the decisions they're going to make, negativity will rule your world. Now, this presentation was not designed to shine light on you being a negative person or the things that make you negative in your life. It's more a call to action to make you realize that there's no reason anybody has to live with negative thoughts. Sure, they're going to come up from time to time, but you have the choice to change that and to not become a negative personality and someone who always dwells on the negative. Instead of pouring energy into negative thoughts, you'd be much better off to take steps today to improve your life, to feel better, to feel more positive, and not allow negativity to overtake who you are. I hope this helps you take that first step. In this short presentation, we're going to examine the sources of positive thought. Now, we all know that being an optimistic, a positive person, somebody who sees the good things in life, is the sure path to a successful and just living a happy life. Now, in this presentation, we're going to look at some sources of positive thinking so that you can begin to adopt more of a positive outlook in your life. And once you do this, positive thoughts are easily absorbed and easily maintained. Now, the Mayo Clinic has actually done some research on this, on positive thinking, and by changing your mindset, just by simply becoming more positive, you can have some drastic improvements in your life. And they gave examples like relieving depression, having a longer, healthier life, relieving stress, actually becoming more immune and better at fighting illness. All of these things are incredibly powerful, life-changing benefits. Use the following tips to start thinking positively today if this is something you need some help in. Here are some sources of positive thought to get you started. First, thinking nice thoughts often. You can do this by forming a few simple affirmations that you repeat to yourself throughout the day, or you can write down some statements that you read every so often that remind you of some positive things that are already going on in your life and some positive things that you intend on creating. That brings us to the next part, which is setting powerful goals. If you have powerful, exciting goals that draw you into your future and set a positive outcome, positive outlook for your life, you will generally think more positively about what you're doing. Putting things in perspective is also very, very important. It's easy to get wrapped up in the drama and the negative things that happen in our life, but so often these things don't really have all that much impact on us a week from now, or a month from now, or even a year from now. So when you look at some of the dramatic and negative things that happen on a day-to-day basis, when you put it in perspective, it's a lot easier to become a more positive thinking person. Facing your challenges is also crucial for becoming a positive thinker. When you recognize that you have a challenge in front of you and you decide to take it on boldly and strongly and confidently, and when you get through that challenge, it increases and enhances your ability to be a positive person. And finally, being grateful, remembering at all times that you have something to be thankful and to be grateful for, and the more you dwell on that and the more you think about that, the more easily you will become a positive thinker. In conclusion, let's remind ourselves here to start off each morning thinking positive thoughts and plan out a goal for that day, something that will drive us into the day with some ambition, with some positive outlook and optimism. It can help to write down your daily goals or maybe even have a daily quote or affirmation that you say to yourself or you even read it aloud. All of these things can help you stay motivated and happy all day long. In this presentation, we're going to talk about overcoming negative thoughts, negative thinking. Now, if you want to change your mindset to become a more positive person, maybe you're not happy in that area of your life right now, the very first step is to get rid or at least combat those negative thoughts that are happening right now. The truth is that the more you give in to the negative thinking, or the more you quote unquote practice this type of thinking and this behavior, the deeper the negative thinking becomes, the more you ingrain that into your behavior and into who you are. So how do you break free from this? How do you remove these negative thoughts forever? It's difficult to overcome negative thinking, and especially if you do this on a repeated basis, if this is a habit for you. But if you follow some of the steps that we're going to be suggesting here in this presentation, you will be able to slowly but surely free yourself from negative thinking and from dwelling on the negative, and turn yourself into a more positive-minded, more optimistic person who looks for opportunity and is generally more happy with their life. And when you're more happy, you're more successful. What are some things that you can begin doing right now that will help you stop your negative thoughts or interrupt negative patterns of thought that maybe you've been practicing for a long time? The biggest one, and I'm sure this comes as no surprise to you, is exercise. When you get a good, brisk workout, you feel better. Endorphins are released, and negative thinking is a lot harder to actually pull off at this point. You'll feel better about yourself, and introducing a new positive mindset actually becomes a lot easier in this state. Kind of extending from that as well is yoga, which is a form of exercise, and meditation, which is really the ultimate form of relaxation. These help you clear your mind of negative thoughts. Simply smiling more as well. This keeps you extremely positive. Have you ever noticed if you go to the grocery store or the park or even go for a walk and you happen to walk by somebody who is naturally happy, they're smiling, or they give you a smile, you feel like smiling back. You feel obligated to smile back, but you're happy to do it. They brought you up a level, and you can do the same, and you can create your own positive mindset simply by smiling. Taking responsibility for your situation is another great antidote for negative thinking. When you don't take responsibility for your situations in life, you're essentially removing your own power. You're getting rid of your own control. You're affirming to yourself that you don't have any possibility of changing what's going on. When you know deep down the truth is you always have the choice to change, and that requires that you take 100% responsibility for everything that's going on. And when you do that, positivity flows. Helping somebody else. Have you ever performed a good deed or a random act of kindness, maybe? Did you feel bad about yourself when you do that? Of course you didn't. You felt great, and you can continue to remove negative thinking and introduce positive thinking when you help other people. You perform acts of kindness. Finally, make a list of what you are grateful for. Maybe you'll start with something very, very basic, like the fact that you woke up this morning, and you can build from there. But as you start dwelling on what's right in your life, your list will get longer and longer, and before you know it, you're going to feel great because you have all this awesome stuff going on in your life. In conclusion, you know this already. You know that negative thinking can lead to things like depression and increase massively your stress levels. And as we know, stress can kill. Stress is very, very dangerous. Now, if you constantly dwell on negativity, then you need to look at your life. You need to look at, am I a negative person? If so, do I want to stay a negative person or is it time to change? If you reach a point where you're ready to change, then now's the time to do it. And you can start by just following a few of the simple suggestions in our presentation today, but the key is to get started and take action. So when you do, you can clear the negative thinking and become much more happy and much more positive. In this presentation, we're going to talk about some very simple, easy steps you can use to form a positive mind. And I'd like to start this presentation by asking you a question. Now, you know that it's very easy for someone to tell you or for you to tell someone else that you should be more positive or you should have a positive outlook in your life. But if you're a negative personality or you just kind of live in a neutral level, you don't really see that much positivity in your life, how do you actually achieve this? How do you become a positive person, so to speak? Well, one of the ways to do it, there's a number of ways of doing it, but one of the ways to do it is by finding some positive affirmations that have some depth and meaning for you. And what is a positive affirmation? Really, it's just a statement that you repeat to yourself, either out loud, if you like, or even just internally inside of your head. Statements that you can say to yourself on an ongoing basis, on a daily basis, that reinforce beliefs about yourself that lift you up, that bring your spirits up, that help you see the good in the world, to make you feel better about yourself, about your circumstances, about anything going on. Positive affirmations can be very, very powerful. They have to be based on truth and meaning for you. So, having said that, how do you actually go about forming positive affirmations that you can use in your life? You can invent your own. You can literally just sit down and think of things that you'd like to say to yourself and repeat in your own mind and kind of form this new habit. But if you're stuck there, then there's actually a few other places you can look. You might begin with the internet. You go online and you can actually start looking for very interesting, positive quotes that contain basically affirmations within them. And these quotes can become the basis of an affirmation that you repeat to yourself. So as an example, there's different types of quotes. If you go online right now and do a search, you can look for things like motivational quotes, positive quotes, religious quotes if that's your thing, achievement quotes, being true to yourself, life lessons, life is too short. There's tons of examples here, some that aren't even on this, like persistence, persisting through the hard times. You name it, there's all different types of quotes you can go and pull from, grab really powerful statements, and even just use quotes from famous people as the basis of your affirmations. So, find a few quotes and affirmations that really resonate with you and make a point of using them daily. So, maybe what you want to do is write them down and use them morning, noon, and night, maybe when you have your meals. If you find them useful, keep using them. If you find that they lack the power to really inspire you or that you feel like you need a change, go back and find some new ones. Find some new affirmations or a combination of quotes combined with your own affirmations and begin using those on a daily basis. Be flexible, don't be rigid, and don't worry about getting this right. The net result is that you want to feel good and you want to feel that an overall positive mind is something that begins to dominate your life. And as your goals change, and as the things going on in your life and your circumstances begin to change, then you might want to change the quotes and the affirmations that you're using in your life. So, in conclusion, the best way to make use of your quotes and affirmations is to write them down. So it could be on sticky notes, it could be on your computer or a mobile device, really anything that works best for you in a place that you know you're going to use them. And then place these things around your home if you're using notes. Make sure it's on a calendar alert if it's on your, let's say, your mobile device, something like that where you will constantly be reminded to say these affirmations, to read them, to internalize them, to verbalize them, whatever it is you need to do so that the overall mindset, the overall message of the affirmation becomes part of you. This constant reminder in your mind will create a more positive outlook in your life and create you to be a more positive person. In this presentation, we're going to talk about the 5 steps to positive thinking. And step number one, this may come as a surprise to you, or hopefully it doesn't, is passion. And I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? If you begin to live your life with passion, your mindset, your attitude, your overall, the way you carry yourself overall in your life will automatically change. And you see this. I'm sure there are people that you encounter in your day-to-day life, and maybe even yourself, already like this, that when you have passion for what you do and for the things you experience in your life, you are a stronger person. You see more opportunity. You experience more joy in your life. And a very easy way to do this, to experience passion, is to simply get excited about the things that you do on a daily basis. And if you can't find anything to get excited about, then that's your first indication to make a change. And when do you make change? Change is available at any moment in time as soon as you decide to make the change. So if you're not happy, decide today to start changing things. Now, step number two to positive thinking is gratitude, to be grateful for the things that are in your life. And maybe in your life, or maybe in somebody you know in your life, you can find people who lose touch with simple things in their lives that they have to be grateful for. In fact, there's a lot of miserable people in my life, and I'm sure in your life as well, who seem to think that nothing has gone right for them. And they forget that each and every day they wake up, they are blessed with all kinds of things to be grateful about. A simple reconnection to remember and become conscious of the things that we have in our lives creates a spirit of gratitude. And from that spirit, you begin to develop more of a positive mindset that you can embody and turn into a habit over time. So all you really need to do is sit down and think about all the great things you have in your life right now. Even if you're going through a hard time, even if you're struggling right now, what's right? What do you have to be grateful for? Begin to think on it, dwell on it, and begin to make a list. You'll find that as you spend more time looking at it, the more things you'll be able to uncover and the better you'll feel, and you'll move yourself deeply into a state of true gratitude. The third step to positive thinking is to be proactive. When you're proactive, you put yourself in a very strong state of mind because you're doing things that need to be done. And very often we can fall into a rut of procrastination when we put off things that we know we need to do, but maybe our thought about those things is, a little bit painful. If we do these things now, it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of energy, maybe even create some frustration until we can figure out the answer. And so we don't always do the things that need to be done. And this lack of being proactive actually causes us to be miserable. It causes us to move into a negative mindset. So when you have a to-do list of things that you know you need to be doing, begin immediately to work on that to-do list. Work on the most important, high-priority things first. Work your way down the list, and you'll automatically feel better. Your positive attitude, your positive mindset will continue to increase and grow. The fourth step is taking responsibility. It's very, very important that you assume and take full responsibility for everything that happens in your life. As soon as you play the blame game, as soon as you blame other people or circumstances or anything else that's happened in your life, you're giving your control away to that external force. You're basically sending a message to your own mind that you can't change, that you're powerless to your current circumstances, which is a pure recipe for moving it into a negative mindset. When you take responsibility and assume responsibility no matter what has gone on, that puts the power back in your court. You now have a choice to take a new action, to make a new decision, and take full control over the situation, and in turn, full control over your life. The fifth step, choose your friends wisely. I'm sure you've heard the statement that you're a product of your environment, but it's very important to surround yourself with like-minded people. I'm talking about friends, I'm talking about coworkers, even family, and identify people who are not positive and who can possibly affect a negative attitude on you. And you need to unsurround yourself with these people. You need to move away from people who are going to affect your positive mindset, affect your positive attitude. And you simply do this by dissolving those relationships. You spend less and less time in the relationships that cause you to feel negative, and that frees up more time for you to invest into the relationships, friends, family, coworkers, and so on, that are going to lift you up and pull you in a direction that you know you need to be going to create that positive mindset. And that positive mindset will do everything else that we've already discussed. It'll help you get your to-do list done. It'll help you take a proactive stance in your life. It'll help you claim more responsibility in your life, and this makes all the difference in the world. So be sure to choose your friends wisely. So in conclusion, while achieving a positive mindset is possible, it's definitely not easy. There is some sacrifice, there is some work that's going to be required in order to get there. If you really want to have a long-lasting positive mindset that you know you need to be successful in life, following everything we've talked about in this presentation will give you an excellent start. An excellent place for you to begin and form a mindset that you need to be positive for the rest of your life. In this presentation, we're going to talk about how to improve your mind, your body, and soul. Did you know that the best way to improve yourself is by using positive thinking? It seems a little bit simplistic, but it's actually true, and there's been many studies that back this up, that people with an optimistic outlook on life, people who are positive, tend to get better results in their health, in their financial world, in their business world, in their family and relationships. If you really want to lead a better life, then having a positive attitude, thinking positively on a regular basis, is one of the most important things you can do. And if you're not doing this, then taking steps to begin moving towards being a positive thinker are extremely important, and you should be putting those into action as soon as possible. Now, positive thinking is having the resources and the ability to stay positive in any type of crisis. And I think even part of this is realizing that crisis, nobody is immune to crisis. We all are going to experience ups and downs, highs and lows, despite how low we get, or even how high we get, we always know that a new wave and a new up and down is coming. And so every person begins to realize this can choose to take the path of being more positive or succumbing to, being a more negative type of person. the positive people out there recognize the situation for what it is. And even when it gets really bad, they're not going to sit around and panic or dwell or think that it's the end of the world. They're not going to let fear or anything else get in the way and hold them down. They realize that the ups and downs, the ebb and flow of life are going to happen, and I can choose in each and every moment to maintain my positivity, to have an optimistic outlook, and to just be, in general, a positive person. Now, having said all of that, let's take a look at traits of positive people so you can start to condition yourself to be a positive person if you're not quite happy with where you're at in this department. Positive people tend to have a good ability to stay focused. Focus on their task, focus on the things that are most important to them. They also have ability to stay in control of their emotions, in control of their thinking, in control of the choices that they make. They actually also attract like-minded individuals. You'll see that positive people surround themselves with other positive people, so it creates a positive feedback loop. If the people you're around with and you hang around with on a daily basis are negative or like to talk and complain about the things that are wrong, what are the chances that you will be able to formulate a positive mindset for yourself? As you know, it's probably pretty small. And positive people in general look at things in a little bit of a different way. A typical example would be, a positive person finds the seed of an opportunity in everything that goes wrong. Something goes wrong, they find an opportunity in it, or they at least look for the opportunity when things don't go according to plan. What are some of the benefits of positive thinking? There are dozens, if not more. But here are some of the biggest ones: better health, more energy, more motivation and drive, a better outlook on your life, less pessimism, and ultimately, they are more successful in all areas of life. So in conclusion, the road to improving your mind, body, and soul, it's not an easy task. It's simple, but it's not easy. If you take it one step at a time, however, your positive thinking will evolve and grow and adapt to what you experience in your life. And as you look for the good, as you look for things to be positive and grateful for, you will formulate a positive outlook and you'll become a positive person. In this presentation, we're going to discuss positive thinking activities. One way in your life to become more comfortable in overcoming obstacles, which we're inevitably going to hit, all of us, one thing you have to do is to develop a positive mindset. In fact, habituate positivity is one of the keys to success. This can be very, very difficult, especially in what admittedly is a pretty negative world, to achieve a positive mindset and to become somebody who is generally a positive thinker. There are several things you can be doing, and we want to discuss them, a few of these here today. But if you begin just taking a few little actions, you can change yourself almost immediately from being a more negative-minded person to a more positive-minded person. And when you're more positive-minded, you're more likely to get through your obstacles and challenges much more quickly and with much more success. So the first item here is record keeping. When it comes to your feelings, your emotions, and expressing yourself, far too many people in our world today bottle this stuff up. They never truly express themselves. They never actually take time to understand what it is they're feeling on a moment-to-moment basis or as new situations present themselves. So one thing that's very, very easy to do and that can help you very, very quickly is to start keeping track of all the different feelings and emotions that you experience on a day-to-day basis. This doesn't have to be all that complicated. All you need to do is start writing down your thoughts and feelings in a journal. And you can do this a couple of times a day, or even just once a day, where you really make note of what you've been thinking about and how that made you feel. You could do this on a piece of paper, you could do this on a mobile device, do this on your computer. The key is to just do it. And the more you start to analyze and track and keep record of your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, the better you will become at expressing yourself, both in truth to yourself when you speak to yourself internally and when you express yourself to others. Another really fun positive thinking activity is dancing and singing. Now, you may not be the most talented dancer in the world, but hey, I bet the last wedding you went to, when you let loose on the dance floor, you felt pretty good. And it's a great way of letting positive emotions flow and just bringing yourself up, feeling better, and getting rid of some of those negative emotions that may be flying around. And if you're really not comfortable with dance, you could just pick up some uplifting music and listen to that. But either way, dance, singing, music, all this stuff works really well for improving your mood and creating a positive mindset. Exercise, time-tested, and you know it works, but have you been doing it? Or have you been putting off your exercise a little bit? Do you drive past the gym on the way home and just keep on driving? But you know that it's been shown that exercise helps increase your endorphins. And when you have a higher level of endorphin count, you feel better. And when you feel better, you're able to make better decisions and create better habits. So if you feel refreshed and feel energized from a workout, you're naturally going to feel better about all areas of your life. Tomorrow, try going for a walk and see how you feel when you start your day with a nice brisk walk. Another one is talking to a good friend. When you have a chance to actually talk to somebody that you trust that can help you put things in perspective, maybe, and help you talk things out that may have been troubling you, this is a great way of increasing your positivity and make you help you realize that things aren't necessarily as bad as you've been worrying about or as you've been painting them in your head. Find a good friend and find somebody you can trust and make a point of talking to them often. In conclusion, you know what? Staying positive is not really all that simple to do. It's not easy, but we need to make the choice to do it. And if you just incorporate a few of the activities that we talked about here in this presentation today and start making them part of your daily life, you're naturally going to form the habit of positive thinking. Right now, we're going to talk about using self-affirmations. Have you ever actually thought about using affirmations to improve your life? To create some positive statements that you can repeat day in and day out to train your brain to focus on what's right, your own personal powers, and the things that you want to create. Many people have used these, and some people have had great results, and other people didn't. The question is there a reason why some people don't succeed when it comes to using affirmations? The main reason affirmations are not working for people is because they're effectively not being done correctly. If you really want to get the most benefit out of using affirmations, then let's take a look at how to make affirmations work. First of all, you need to speak them out loud daily. It's not enough to just write an affirmation down and read it internally. You want to make sure you speak it out loud so you're using multiple senses. You're speaking it, you're hearing it, you're feeling it in the center of your being, and it becomes more real to you. Really mean what you say when you speak your affirmations. Don't make it a rote routine where you're just speaking it over and over again, but actually embody the words. Feel them, think about what you're saying, and make them part of who you are. Also, you must have faith in the affirmation. You must believe in what you're saying. There must be an element of truth. Otherwise, your subconscious mind is going to outright reject it. And most importantly, you must follow up with real actions. You can speak to yourself and repeat affirmations till you're blue in the face, but these are just action points to get you to actually do something, to move yourself into action and make something happen in your life. So in conclusion, this is the most important factor. If you say the words out loud each day, but you don't act on them, you're not going to get results. The action is the key. The affirmation is the fuel to take those actions that you know you need to be taking to get the results that will actually change your life.